Wall Windows, East Berlin. 1. There was barbed wire on top of the wall, pointing inside. You had to climb the concrete slabs. If you got there, crouching across a dead end in a deserted neighborhood, or silently swimming across the night river, you had to climb the concrete slabs and swing or drag yourself over barbs, carefully pulling them out of your pants and armpits before you jumped down to cross the no man's land now, landmines sleeping beneath you and fingers following you on the trigger as you run across, waiting to stop you well before you reach the second wall. And climbing up the concrete, feel the spotlight moving over your insected back. Some made it. 2. The day the Berlin Wall came down, broke open, was unlocked mistakenly by someone on TV. That evening I sat in what had been my room throughout my teenage years. I didn't watch TV, but someone did. My mother did. She came into my room and, unbelieving, asked if we should go and see the thing. It was late night. It was when people watched TV and fell asleep there on the couch, and hours later, eyes half closed, shuffled their movie dreams to bed. But someone was awake. And someone stammered on a TV channel, hardly watched the nervous news. And hundreds of thousands switched off their TVs and went to see the thing. I didn't go. I didn't join my mother for the 1-hour car ride through the night city to a southern opening near Moritzplatz, where she saw people serving champagne to the border guards. I stayed home, reading, writing, tired, planning our church youth group retreat the coming weekend, drafting exercises, texts, discussions on beliefs and future plans, and not about the question who might be the person in our midst who spied on us. We had decided not to try to find out, not to spy on each other. And I remember Saturday that weekend how I suddenly, so urgently suggested going there to see the open wall days after it broke down, was unlocked by mistake, and how I was postponed due to our program with the assurance, and it turned out true, that there would still be time, the wall would not close down again, so there'd be endless time to see the thing. 3. I went in December, when I had guests, tourists from far away. I saw the squares and shop windows known from TV. I took a tour along historical street lamps in the West. I don't know if my mother ever went to sit in the movie theaters and the pubs of her youth in Frohnau, or to the station where she had caught that city train one night after the movies, the last train back east. It was late night. The last train to the east before, as they heard the next morning, a wall was erected and closed overnight. 4. The wall is down in pieces, bits of stones and glass front cabinets around the world. I never went to scratch one off, although the wall was just next door. It is still graffiti along it color my Shabbat walks now. I never bought a piece or cracked one out of broken slabs, nor did I take the one a friend once brought me as a gift. But I have little barbs still sticking in the hollows of my knees. That will suffice. 5.